chlamydia is nothing to be ashamed of. Just ask 15 million Japanese women.
I like you when the guy cracks up at his own stuff. There he goes.
Okay.
15 million Japanese women can't be wrong.
Don and Mike show, hello. Okay. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, hi there.
Hey, Don, I wanted to know if your argument with your wife continued yesterday when you got home.
No.
If she continued to bust your chops.
No, listen, you know, I mentioned this yesterday on the air. You know, sometimes my wife and I, she'll do something that pisses me off, and I'll say something. And in this case, she didn't even piss me off. I just mentioned to the guys that for her birthday, I bought her a car. You know, I'm not showing off. I'm just telling you, I bought her a car. I'm blessed to have a job where I buy her a car. And I was just wondering with the guys, because she's very happy right now, and I know she's not going to be happy forever, how long the happiness was going to last. And I had it prorated over a number of days or weeks, and we didn't get into months, because I can't imagine.
And I'm sure that's a discussion that's happened at many offices around the country with the guys.
She's got you by the cojones, man.
Oh, so you're going to be another one of these guys? Yes, of course she does, sir. Yes, she's
yes,
got them.
Does.
She's got him in a jar.
Jar.
She's
in
got him in.
In fact,
a...
I give her 6 months. If I met her, I could steal her away from you. 6 months.
Come on, listen.
He's looking for a guy with a squeaky voice.
And you tell Rob in the background to be quiet and stay where he needs.
Hey, listen. I tell you what. I'm very serious. If you want to come down to Washington D.C., try to romance my wife and try to take her away from me. How much would you want? How much would you want from me?
Cash.
How much would you require from me?
No, over expensive.
I would not require anything from you.
I'm guessing you'd probably offer the guy tips and secrets, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
And where are you calling from, youngster?
Alexandria, sir.
All right. You sound like you're 12 years old.
Listen,
no,
dude.
No, I have a head cold, and I am...
I thought you were going to say you have a head wound.
No, that was last month. I have a head cold, and I will be 40 in June.
Yeah. Oh, so you've been you're like a midlife asshat.
Yes.
All right, Doogie. But listen, my wife is out there. If you want her, she's like any other married woman. She's in a committed relationship. She loves me. But if you think you're the Prince Charming, go ahead.
I know.
Go ahead, because you know what?
And I could probably take Rob's wife, too.
After listening to you...
Ask about our group rates. Yeah, man, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, Buzz wouldn't mind. Buzz wouldn't mind.
We're kidding, of course.
3 for 1 here.
Just this guy with 3 wives feeding him grapes.
Well, maybe I should take Rosie instead.
Take what?
Rosie?
Oh,
I probably have a better chance of romancing Rosie.
Are you in a relationship right now, sir?
No, I am divorced.
No.
He's in a relationship with either left hand or right hand.
Actually, I have a cat, so.
That poor animal.
And a cupboard full of peanut butter.
That's disturbing.
Peanut butter and catnip.
Oh, you know, cat tongues are just like sandpaper.
Hello there.
Yeah.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Mike from Baltimore.
Hi there, Mike.
Hey, I was calling to find out, when you guys start streaming online, will that be the whole station or just you guys?
You know, I have no idea, because I can't imagine Stern will allow his show to be streamed.
Yeah.
Well, what about Ron and Fez? We miss him in Baltimore.
Don't know. Couldn't tell you. I mean, someone should call Ron and Fez and ask them. I really don't know. I hope it's the entire station.
Who told you that we were going to be streamed? Who had to get that information?
I heard it from, President Hughes.
Ah, very
like
good.
3 weeks ago, and it was one of those things where he said it's a super secret.
Uh-huh.
And then when Tony Diggs...
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
Was
working on it, and they had told me all along over the weekend, this past weekend,
right.
It was supposed to be up, but they got 8,000 things to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to happen soon, very soon.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike show, finally.
Don and Mike.
I wonder how they'll screw it up, though. Hello?
Don and Mike.
Yeah?
I just want to call and tell you that I'm really excited about this streaming thing. It takes me about a half an hour to get to work. That's the only time I can listen to you, and I sit in front of a computer for 5 damn hours. Now I can listen to you the whole time.
Well, we are delighted that we will be playing a role in your lack of productivity.
All right, my friend. Yeah, and we'll have, whenever they get their heads out of their butts, at very
streaming.
No,
if you want to find out if you're pregnant or not, just listen to the stream.
Okay, thanks, my friend. We'll have information on our website, dynamitewebsite.com.
That's right, and with the best coffee mugs in the world.
Oh, yeah, we got the mug here today. And really, now, Buzz, Try to be impartial on this.
Okay, I've actually seen of all, a close I would like, look. If I may, I would like our listeners to hear the sound of quality.
Yes.
Solid ceramic. Yeah? I mean, really, anyone that knows these products.
I can see the mug.
There it is, Buzz.
Yeah, solid ceramic. And I can see the mug now. I've seen it online. In fact, if you go to DonandMikeWebsite.com, you can actually blow up the picture and get an enlarged view of the mug. And
yeah,
I've done that, and it's lovely. It's our
faces.
It's a good picture of you guys.
So, and I think you can tell when I'm talking into the bottom of the mug that it's a deep mug for a good steaming cup of Joe.
You know what this is?
15 ounces is what it is.
See, it's 15 ounces, which this is what you want in the morning.
That's right.
This is your cup of coffee here.
Okay, guys.
Lovers.
Guys, thanks. There we go. So it's on the website now. There you go. Gary, did you break it?
No, they're practically unbreakable.
You break it, you bought it.
I'm taking this home. I'm going to drink out of it always.
They're too well made to be broken.
Not too egotistical either. It's like, imagine that I'll just go, maybe I'll just roll into, some IHOP and bring my own mug and just talk to the waitress and go, hey, how you doing?
Big picture of your face right there.
Right. Boy, I'm busy today. Got to be on the air pretty soon.
We got to give you a break.
He can get all four fingers into the handle.
Oh, can I thank Megan for bringing me a sandwich?
Of course.
Megan, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Megan. Thank you. Bringing Mike a sandwich.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, Joe, for coming on the air. Oh, really? I mean, you know, the guys, and listen.
Yeah, I'm in pain.
Without giving away any secrets, a woman with eight toes is just as nice and just as wonderful as a woman with 10 toes.
Yeah, but, you know, it's 8 today, 4, 3 tomorrow.
If you would just hire an exterminator.
Things would be better for him.
I'll have to find out if the two bad toes are on different feet or if it's like...
God,
I pray it's not the two big toes.
Does it really matter when you wake up in the middle of the night and something's chewing on you?
And, you know, there's also a lot of people on death row right now that are hoping that Joe's on their jury.
Guilty.
I disagree. I say we let him go.
All right.
Either
everybody.
Way.
Yeah.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I want to get Capone. I don't know how to get him. You want to get Capone? Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife. You pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital. You send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way. And that's how you get Capone.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I keep forgetting. That CD is broken. Silly me.
Oh, those things happen during the walk of life.
Two dazzling urbanites. Don and Mike.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Tomorrow, CSI, series finale. Frank Gorshin's in it.
Oh, really?
Is he really?
He plays himself.
Like as an entertainer?
I have no idea.
As
it's
a cadaver?
As himself. As a guy who likes to sit in a brass room in his underpants and eat chocolate birthday cake from him.
He was a tad quirky.
From his niece or nephew.
If he's playing himself, you might want to look for him horizontally.
Well, the name of this episode is Grave Danger.
Grave Danger?
Do you think that they'll be on top of it enough to either at the beginning or at the end of the episode have the black screen where it says, you know, in tribute of Frank Gorshin?
I bet they do.
Yeah.
Or very special CFO.
Is his role big enough that he would rate that?
I don't know. It's in the credits.
Maybe he's in there because Quentin Tarantino likes him. You know,
Tarantino's directing the final episode.
The Thursday night, right?
2-hour finale.
Right.
You see him on Letterman? Nervous, shaky, sweaty. He's a mess.
Tarantino? No.
Yeah, he's just like,
he's always been like that.
He's like if Tom Arnold lost about 150 pounds.
Yeah.
I'm not saying creatively, you know, as far as being creative goes, but just the physical mannerisms.
He always looks like he smells like B.O.
He always looks like Jeff Shrinsky to me. That sales guy that used to work.
I rest my case. Always looks like he smells like B.O.
And he's one of those white guys that really always wants to be a brother.
Mm-hmm.
One of those white guys that I think would probably, like, if he was out with his homies.
Sure.
Toss the N-bomb out there.
Yeah, well,
he can get away with it.
Look at how much he uses it in his movies.
Right.
He loves that scene in Pulp Fiction where he's got the bathrobe on and he is just using the N-word as many times as he can.
Thank you for the call. We didn't know that about Frank Gorshin.
No.
All right.
Frank Gorshin. in CSI.
Yes, Gorshin, gone. Regretfully, he has passed.
He's dead. here's the next. You know, Frank used to do that too, Rob.
Yeah, it scares me. When I think about that, it bothers me a little bit. But I love the fact that Rob can do it because I can't do it.
Can I see?
Frank,
No,
you shouldn't. It's just Frank Murphy, you know, rest in peace, our producer. We talked about him before.
Long ago.
That was, Frank didn't have many vocal talents.
That was like one of the only things he could do.
Wow. That would be it.
That's the only thing.
I mean, as far as him stepping in front of the microphone and like doing a bit, he could laugh like the Riddler and he could do it all day long.
Yeah, that was his, and he loved doing it, just like Rob loves doing it. It's great, and I love Rob doing it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, did you notice that girl from American Idol? She looks like she gained 20 pounds.
I was saying that to Carrie my girlfriend Underwood? Last night. Carrie Underwood looks like she's packed on a few pounds.
Bob Ice won that thing last night.
He hit it out of the park.
No need to even talk about it. Bob Ice is the winner. And you heard Clive. Bo?
Yes.
We're going to make a spectacular album together.
It's completely obvious that the two of them, Carrie and Von Zelf, could not handle the competition and...
However, Bo, welcome to BMG. Now, there's only one small thing when you record with me, and I've done this with everybody.
Yes, sir.
We're
going to need you to slip out of that tunic.
Manilo, Carmen, they've all done it.
Yes.
Dionne Warwick, Celine Dion, Stevie Wonder... You have to perform in the dude. Only in the recording studio where
Trust
I'm there.
Me, your album will sound better. Your album will sound better if you perform it in the nude.
And to make you feel more comfortable, I'll be nude, except for my necktie.
And my lovely custom glasses. But let's get to work, shall we, Bob Ice?
Bob Ice.
Bob Ice.
All right, thank you, my friend. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Was that it for you?
Yeah, that's it for me, man. And I was wondering, how come you guys be talking down on Howard leaving the satellite?
I can't understand what you're saying.
How come we what?
How come you guys are mad that he's leaving the satellite? It's just more business for you guys.
Who said we're mad?
I understood on Monday you guys were talking down on him. I mean,
no,
against the FCC though, man.
You're one of the lemmings who thinks everybody's out to get Stern. We're not out to get Stern. We don't care about Howard. We're glad he's leaving. I mean, if you want to know the truth,
I miss you guys' old show, man. You guys were great. You guys are still good.
Right,
man.
You're another one of the